Hey everybody, and welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans, and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. Now, we've got some sound effects for you in the background today. I'm recording this to you live from the ocean. I'm on a pier over the ocean right now, just on the edge of where the waves are coming in to meet the sand. And I'm over here in Adelaide, Australia, for a wedding later on today. And I thought I saw a sunset here last night, and I wanted to see the sunrise this morning. It's absolutely beautiful out here. It's so clean, the ocean here, and it's just really lovely. Today's topic, as we hear the waves come in, I want to talk about investing in your health and wellness. And I really want you to think about the word investment as opposed to cost. And I'm going to cover it from a few different angles. If you think about making yourself better, I have coaches in my life, and they have helped me accelerate my success, helped give me blueprints, if you'd like, for success, telling you things that you don't know, explaining things to you that perhaps you've never seen before. When somebody has had way more success than you, it's very easy for whatever it is that you're going through to talk to them about it, and they will tell you what it is that you need to do differently. And that has certainly been true for me. Now, with my current coach, I don't make any big decision in my life without running it by him first. Because even if I know the answer and know what he's going to say, I still want to be sure. Is there something that I'm missing? Something I'm not thinking about? And he sometimes surprises me. I think he's going to say, yep, do this. And he says, no, don't do that. That's not right for you. And I was like, oh, okay. All right, I get that, understand that, and I will do exactly what he says. And so that's an investment, right? If you're seeing your coaching as a cost in your life, then it's probably the wrong coach for you, and you're potentially looking at it the wrong way. And I'll tell you this, because I did this myself with coaching. You can often think, I'm going to get a coach and everything will change just because you have that coach. I used to think that, because you would hear success stories from the clients of the coaches and think, oh, well, that's brilliant. And the next part I'm going to say here is going to sound really stupid, but there was in me a belief that, well, just by having this person, my bank account's going to change, everything around me is going to change. And that can be true, but if I don't, you don't do the work, nothing will change. And it doesn't matter to some extent which coach you have if you don't work way harder than you've ever worked before and do things differently than you've done them before, then you're pretty much going to get what you're getting right now. I think, and that's what you have to realize, that when you invest in your health and wellness, when you invest in coaching, what's going to make it different for you is when you resolve in your mindset that you've got to do it differently. You've got to work harder than you've ever worked before. You've got to do those things. Otherwise, you'll remain where you are. So that doesn't matter whether it's a coach like me or whether it's a coach like I have in business coaching and so forth as well. And look, for 2 years, I had my own strength and conditioning coach. And he taught me things that I was not aware of, because I was wanting to get to a place where I hadn't been before, and somebody that had taken people there over and over and over again. And I'm not like, okay, I have zero knowledge in this space and now I have all this knowledge. It's the percentages, the small percentage gains that you can achieve in your life to achieve the ultimate in what it is that you want. So that was important for me. So So now I want you to have a think about, so talking about investing in your health and wellness, so let's think about some other things. So take your food, for instance. A lot of people spend a lot of money on dining out, a lot of money on Uber Eats, all that kind of stuff.
I have,
Worked with clients before when they first start seeing me, and they tell me that they're spending $1,200-$1,300 a month on Uber Eats, and I'm doing the sums and thinking, how is that possible? Like, you're spending like $40-$50 a day on takeaway food. Like, oh, what are you eating? Like, are you having lunch and dinner and breakfast as well? Like, what's going on? To me, that's not an investment. Because most people that get it are generally having a higher calorie food that is less nutritionally dense and probably lower in protein. Not what you need. Low in plant food. So we want to do that differently. So when it comes to your food, people say to me, or may say, I don't have... just hold on for a second. I'll tell you why in a moment. I'm back. The reason that I had to pause, I just turned around and I saw a very, very impressive sunrise at a further level than I'd seen it before. It's all, let me describe it. It's pink and orange and like, it looks magnificent. Anyway, so let's talk about your food. So I like this philosophy here. People say to me, like, I can't afford it. Eating healthy is expensive, etc., etc. Well, that is not true. It doesn't have to be true. You say, well, if you're buying the most expensive steak and most expensive fish and all that kind of stuff, then, well, yeah, it can certainly add up. Your protein sources can be expensive. But there are, if you're creative, you can eat very well, very healthily, and much more cheaply than your takeaway food. It just comes down to where your mind's at, really, and how you're going to go about it. So I say this. I heard this on a show years ago. I was very much into my gardening, landscape design, all that kind of stuff. And at one point in my life, I was thinking about taking my career that way, away from the corporate life. But I ended up sticking with health and fitness because that just resonates with me way better. And I heard on this gardening show saying that buy the tools, the best tools that you can afford. And I think that goes the same with the food. Like, buy the best food that you can afford. Giving you the protein, giving you the plant-based food, giving you the higher energy food, which is normally the cheaper part of a meal. Getting those things right. And then if I look at any of my meal plans, I mean, I remember creating a meal plan for a young guy that was on disability benefits, and he had something like less than $10 a day to eat food off, because part of it was going to rent and stuff, and question how he was living his life and where he could have got some other money from, but it was $10. So I came up with a plan to fuel him way healthier than he was, to just support him. Like, he was essentially living off soft drink, that he was buying like home brand type soft drink for like I think 90 cents a liter, and he was just living off sugar. I said, well, no, we can do it cheaper than that. Look, I said, and I just went through a bit of an example and said, see here, what was it, 500 gram packet of pasta is not, I think at the time it was 90 cents. It's like 90 cents. I said, you could get four meals out of that. I said, here's a jar of, say, he had no cooking skills either. I said, here's a jar of that, pasta type sauce that you could put with it. And that, I said, if you buy it here, I said, this particular one, I think at the time it was $1.70. So now we're up to $2.60. And I then said, right, so I want you to get some protein in. So look, here's a can of tuna. I said, you could have this go if you need to stretch it. You could take it over 3 to 4 meals. I said, you get the home brand version here. And I think at the time it was like $225, something like that. And I said, and I want you to get some vegetables in. So I said, why don't you just get, so they don't go off, get some frozen, like home brand vegetables. Worst case, I said, get these ones here. It's a mixture, peas and corn. And it was like $1, something like that. I said, we're still under budget. And I said, you know, there's some food that you can get here and here and whatever. And anyway, so we came up with a plan to put in way more food than he was already eating and getting it more healthy. And I said to him, no, he said to me, but what about my soft drink? I said, how much are you spending? He said, well, I spend about $1.80 or something, which is buying two liters of this 90 cent soft drink. I said, well, that's easy. I've just saved you $1.80. Drink tap water. He said, oh, but I really love this. I said, the problem is you're living off sugar. And I said, if money is that tight, I'd rather you put that into your food and do it that way. And so I saved him $1.80. I'm sure he then didn't go on and follow it. But anyway, the point is that there is always a way to come up with a plan for you. Like most of the meals that I'm cooking, because I'm cooking them up in batches, per meal, you're probably looking at maybe, I haven't done the calculations exactly, but probably less than $3 a meal in the way that I put them together. $3. Right now, that's a balanced meal with the protein, healthy. You've cooked it; doesn't have all the additives and stuff in it. For $3, right? That's pretty impressive. So I'm over here in Adelaide. There's no supermarkets or anything nearby, so you got to buy your food. So last night it was a nice pizza, but I had pizza. It was $31, $31 for a pizza. I could have got a. Nearby. It was very, very busy though. I could have got a salad. I think it was a chicken Caesar salad. Was about the healthiest one I could get. And that was going to be $35 for salad. I was like, what? Anyway, that's just life sometimes, hey? Anyway, the pizza was nice. But it's expensive to eat out. Like, I think about that $31 meal. No, I don't eat out very often. Obviously, I'm away and stuff. So, I'm okay with it. I don't have pizza very often. I can make 10 meals out of that. Or, certainly 8 to 10 meals out of that sort of money. And so, anyway, come back to what you're prepared to invest in. You invest in your food. So there are time to time, I might have pre-prepared meals. I've used something called Muscle Chef. Muscle Chef meals are around $10.50 now. I think they used to be under $10. They're now about $10.50. Some are $11 or more. The ones I get are around $10.50, I think. So again, if I'm cooking myself, I can probably get 3 meals out of that price. But I'll do it every now and then. I was doing it weekly. Which provides me my daily meals, and I just stopped that for a bit. I wanted to prepare my own meals, and I find that there's way more sodium in the pre-prepared meals. It doesn't matter which ones you use, they've all got more in it because they need it for flavor and all that kind of stuff. I just wanted to take out the salt and be more in control. But if I have them, they're only really 2 meals that I get from there now. They cook them really nicely. They're done with high quality products. I add extra vegetables and stuff to it. So I might do that maybe once a month. It's been less than that lately, but just to maybe take some pressure off the cooking that I need to do for a week if I want to just have a break from it. Because if I don't cook, nobody else is cooking for me. So sometimes I'll do that just to ease the load there. But I focus on high quality, high protein, and I'll add my extra vegetables to it. That's important for me in the way that I'm living, getting lots of plant food in there. So That's really important. And then again, investing in supplements. Again, it's not a cot. It can be if you're just going out and buying absolutely everything. But again, you work with someone like me, and I'll tell you the key supplements that you need to be consuming and not just taking unnecessarily things. Where a lot of people will say get more benefit from them is that their nutrition is normally pretty poor. So if they are taking in a multivitamin, for instance, well, they're not getting anything from their food. So that will help take up some extra nutrients from that. So that can be worthwhile. But anyway, again, they can be expensive. Some of them can cost you like $1 a day. So how are you going to get the most out of it? Well, you come to someone like me and I'll tell you the ones that you're going to benefit from, which is important. Another one is good quality whey protein. The whey protein industry is a $1 billion industry around the world. Again, I normally tell people, just send me a photo of the label of the protein powder you're using, and I will tell you whether it's a good one or not. I can give you some cost alternatives, that kind of stuff, tell you whether it's a reasonable price per, per serve. And just understanding the key fundamentals that you need to have in your life to make yourself healthy. I do think that it's certainly worthwhile you investing in someone like me, your transformation coach, your health strategist, that can fill in all the gaps for you and tell you exactly what it is, whether you work with them forever. I mean, I've got people that I've been working with for over 10 years now because they just they love the work that I do for them, and they've got that constant accountability. But I also work with those self-starters as well, those people that want to just get the right plan, whether it be meal plan, whether it be their workout plan as well. And then I just coach them through how to do it, and then they can go off and do it. I have some regular check-ins with them, etc. But if you want to optimize the best results, do things that you haven't done before, then it's definitely worth investing in that side of things as well. And then I also think it's worthy investing in recovery. So there I'm talking about things like whether it be myotherapy, whether it be massage therapy, physio, that kind of stuff. I recommend for most people, if you do it every month, if you're doing something there, that's really important to just help your muscles recover, your body recover, and you're looking at it as an investment in your health, right? You're investing in nurturing your body, getting the best quality sleep, all that kind of stuff. Well, on that, investing in the right sort of mattress as well, the right sorts of pillows, the bedding for that matter. Like, I really struggle to sleep. The sheets that I get are about, I think they're 1,200 thread count, which to me just makes them a little bit softer and makes it really comfortable for me. My mattress is not like thousands and thousands of dollars. I think I spent, maybe it was $1,000 less, maybe around $1,000. It's a queen size bed. I'm not a heavy person. I love my mattress, my bedding setup. It just really helps me with my sleep. The right footwear, for instance, as well. There's only really one brand of shoe that I love. My Puma. I do have some Puma shoes, but they're not my everyday daily shoes because they're not the right support for me. I wear ASICs, and it's a certain type of the ASICs because it's got the extra support in the arch. I put my orthotics in there as well. So that's what I require to, to achieve that for me. The not achy feet, and it can then go on and have an impact on knees and hips and everything as well. So investing in that. Then you're pretty much good to go. So it's very important to consider, buy the best food that you can afford, buy the best coaching that you can afford, buy the best footwear that you can afford. Join the best gym that you can join if you're a self-starter. if you're working out at home, start with body weight. You know, I give, there's so much free content out there, but the danger with free content is you're maybe not starting at the right place. You could be just starting anywhere, pardon me. And that's like YouTube. And I don't know, so you type in how to get better and you'll get a video, but that may not be the best place for you to start. That's like a lot of things with your health and wellness journey. So that, which is why investing in the right type of coach for you is going to help guide you to the you know, the best possible outcome for you. Which is why I provide a free consultation to people. I have a 100% close rate when I'm consulting with clients, because I provide them with the solutions. But if you're sitting there somewhere and thinking, well, I just want to have a conversation to see what do I need to do, then that's why it's free. It's a 30-minute consultation to talk about where you are, where do you want to get to, what are the gaps? What are the gaps that you have right now, and how can I give you some free content, some tips to get you to where it is that you want to get to? That's what my job is. That's what I love doing. So go to it. Invest. Invest wisely, but invest. All right. So if you want to connect with me and get that free consultation, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com and opt in for it there. Or you can go and check out my other programs. Go to studios, that's studiozpt.com.au. You can see all the programs that I do and have a look at the free programs and free reports and everything that you can download there as well. There's plenty of great content there. But I'm here for you. All right. Hope you enjoyed the sea sounds today. I'm going to go have some brekkie. See you tomorrow.